No stupid questions.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
We got a stupid interruption for you on the No Stupid Questions show.
Yeah, you know we like to take the hot topic. So, No Stupid Questions show, two smart-ass folks. One
stupid-ass question.
Or so we thought. So, in this, our interruptions, as you know, if you're just joining us, we get 5 minutes to discuss a hot topic. The hot topic for today, Jag, you want to give it to me?
It's none really hotter than this at this present moment. Is Fonny Williams a distraction?
All right, let me get the timer set up.
We got to get this timer.
Yes.
Let's stay on point.
If you don't know who Fonny Willis is, I'm going to need you to.
You don't know.
You're not going to know because we're going to talk about around it, but you need to go check it out so you can listen to this again. Right. All right. Are you ready?
For the Super Dynamite Show.
Are you starting, by the way?
I asked the question.
Oh, so I'm starting with my answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So,
countdown.
Is Fonny Willis a distraction? Yes. And the reason why this is such a hot topic is because it is one of, I don't even remember how many court cases that Donald Trump has. I said
a
I was
bunch.
But we do need to face the facts that he needs to be held to account for, and I don't think there's no question about the fact that he tried to find votes, find in quotes, and I, you know, he has to be held to account for that in Georgia, where I am. And she is such a distraction from this. And I think you said it before. This is what the Republicans do.
It is what they do. And unfortunately, she allowed herself to be a distraction, either through her pre-actions or post-actions, a combination of the above.
She and her friends. I'm putting her friends on blast, too. Somebody knew what was going on and didn't say, boo-boo, can you wait till after the trial?
Yeah, so we done talked about whether or not that's really a friend. I don't know.
All right.
She ain't had somebody take her aside and say, you can't be acting like this.
Yes. Her current circle, unless she fired her current circle,
right.
I'm going to need her to clean house.
Right, she got a clean house. But the question is, okay, she is a distraction. I agree with that. No question about that. But can she stop being a distraction? Can she get herself out the middle of this and allow this to go forward?
You know, that actually is a really good, stupid question. Because, you know, when I think about who we talked about before, Professor Gay, and she stepped aside at Harvard to not be a distraction. And that led to why she became a distraction. Like, people were blowing things out of proportion. Now, I think the same thing is happening, to be honest, with Fonny Willis, is they're making this seem like it is just the biggest thing since sliced bread. And I just, side point, when I lived in Europe, it was during the Clinton days, so I'll tell you, they were talking about how it was like, is he doing a good job? Who cares if he slept with somebody else? His personal life and his professional life can be separate.
They can.
And so I think this question of the appearance of impropriety, right, is a distraction. But your question about whether or not it will, because I think her being a distraction does cause a derailing and a delaying in the case. So can she be removed? I don't know. I'm gonna look to you as someone who's more involved with
law. Well, she definitely. I mean, anyone can be removed if there's a proof of wrongdoing. I guess my question is: should she remove herself? Not necessarily resign, but step aside to let someone else
recuse,
handle this and let recuse.
Word.
Yes, recuse herself to allow this case to go forward as quickly as possible.
And from your professional perspective, can it go forward as quickly if she's recused because she's been such a, can the other members of the team really carry the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think they can carry the ball. I mean, this happens under different circumstances all the time. If one lawyer gets sick, another lawyer has to step in and handle the case. It's not fatal. But her being the distraction and not being able to move this thing forward, especially when we're under the time crunch of an election, I think she has to get out of the way.
So she has, I did confirm, she will not recuse herself. And that was a February 1st update. So I don't know if she will change her mind in this month, but I think the question, the request that Jag and I have is, Bonnie, sister girl, friend, you messed up, girl.
Right. Get out the spotlight.
Recuse yourself.
Thank you.
And let that proceed.
Thank you. It's important stuff is going on, and we can't let, you know, whatever dilly-dally you had on the side, we can't let that get in the way.
Thank you, girl. Love you.
Recuse yourself. And
this is the first time we've ever finished a discussion. That was easy. In
it eight, was seven, easy.
6, 5, 4.
No stupid three. Question. Show interruption.
All right. Thank you for joining the interruption. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think. Buy us a coffee. We'll look forward to hearing back from you and seeing where this Fonnie Willis thing goes.
No stupid question show.
Don't ask no stupid ass questions.